Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Last week's news that 86-year-old Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had to be hospitalized turned up the volume in Washington, where liberals and conservatives considered the possibility of another high court appointment by President Trump. Justice Ginsburg was able to go home after being treated for chills and a fever, but with less than a year to go until Election Day, the Supreme Court will remain a hot topic for candidates. Our co-host Steve Goldstein spoke about one idea for lessening the political intensity around Supreme Court appointments with Arizona Republic editorial director Phil Boas in their weekly conversation. The idea, term limits.
So John Fund is the national affairs columnist for National Review Online, and we picked up this column from them. He's a guy who spends a lot of time thinking about term limits. He spent a lot of time and wrote a book about congressional term limits several decades ago, but now he's thinking about the Supreme Court and whether it isn't time to place a term limit on justices because of the problems it creates. And here are the problems. One of them is the Ruth Bader Ginsburg problem. You have somebody who's now gone through four different bouts with cancer, dealing with a lot of health problems. There's a lot of fear on the left that, you know, she isn't going to survive Donald Trump and that Trump could perhaps appoint her successor. Mm-hmm. It puts enormous pressure on these justices themselves to stay alive and stay in office and keep plugging away, you know, so that they get a president who is more likely to appoint a successor in their model, you know. And the other problem is that we have justices who have been there a long, long time, come from an earlier age, reflect an earlier age, and wouldn't it be better if we could replace them sooner, get somebody younger and somebody who's a little more with it with the times.
Mm-hmm. We've always assumed that the Constitution says lifetime appointment, but in John's column, he words it in a different way. The Constitution doesn't really say that.
It speaks to judges both of the Supreme and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. So he is focused on the word offices and what it means. And so he is looking at a plan where you could have a judge continue to serve after his time on the Supreme Court, maybe go back to the circuit court and fulfill that lifetime appointment, but not necessarily having to do it on the Supreme Court if you have a term limit there.
Interesting. So the 18-year term limit, if that were put into effect, he talks about how it sounded like every president would have a chance to appoint at least one Supreme Court justice.
And the way he argues it, they'd be able to at least appoint two for each term. Mm-hmm. So that would lower the heat, is his argument. Lower the heat on these appointments because, as you know, the Supreme Court justice choices now, appointments have become bloodlettings in America, and the last one with Brett Kavanaugh. People were furious on both sides on the way that went down. I remember getting phone calls from Republicans who were just on fire, and I would hear from the left that they were feeling the same way. So.
And as you said, we talked about Justice Ginsburg, the concern among both sides now, because the concern among the left is that President Trump has been able to appoint not just Supreme Court justices, but many other judges. And now looking forward, we have to defeat Donald Trump, the left says.
Yeah, one of the really interesting things about this is that the writer of this piece, John Fund, is a conservative, lifelong conservative. He used to be an editorial writer with the Wall Street Journal. He's the one who's proposing it. But when you look at polling, actually the Democrats support it by about 10 points higher than Republicans. And the country as a whole, registered voters as a whole, are supportive of placing term limits. Fund is calling for 18-year term limits on these justices. What is interesting to me is that, in a way, I could argue that it serves the left to have justices serving longer, because what you see over time is that the judges, the justices, more are likely to go what they call native or go Georgetown. They're more likely to go to the left because of all of the gravitational pull in Washington. And so consequently, we've seen conservative justices like David Souter, who have moved from the right to the left as time has gone on.
Now, Souter's an example of someone who retired way before he had to, much younger man. The polling data is interesting to me, though, Phil, because in some sense, I mean, the fact, as you said, overall the country is better than 50% in favor of term limits there. But when we see the left being a little bit more enthusiastic, I wonder about the idea that our politics are so cyclical. So the left may see President Trump and they're terrified of the idea of more Supreme Court justices. But if there were a Democratic president, maybe they wouldn't feel that way.
Right. I think most recent experiences in play here. And so they've seen the last two justices have been Republican appointments. And so, yeah, I think they've not had a good taste in their mouth with the Trump appointments. So that's being reflected in the polling, no doubt.
So this is a fascinating thought experiment. You think there's any momentum for this to actually come up again, to actually people actually those who make the decisions or the voters?
I think it'd be very hard to do in this political climate. I don't think it's going to happen. But I think one of the reasons Fund is looking at it is because we are so polarized. Are there ways we can move away from the Brett Kavanaugh experience, you know, which was terrible? And you just have to believe that we're in for more of those in the coming years.
Phil Boaz is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.